Hare Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara. Gopi jana vala giri bharadha. Gopi jana vala. Yasodanandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivardha. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivardha. Yasoda Nandana Praja Janaranjana. Yasoda Nandana Praja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Tira Vanachari. Jai Radha Madhava Radha Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jai Krishna Balaram. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Nithai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nithai Gaur Hari Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Om Jnana Timirandasya Gyanangyana Salakaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaya Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shakra Jatan Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sivisakam Svitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Visabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashati Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama, Rama, Hare Hare
I don't know.
I can come forward, but I cannot. I'm already here. But you can come a little closer. Don't worry, we don't bite here in Vrindavan. Only monkeys bites. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we are observing a festival also. That's why their lordships are decorated nicely with flowers. Si Balaram Rasa Yatra, Vasant Ras of Lord Krishna, Bamsi Badans Thakur's appearance day, and Shamananda Prabhu's appearance day, and also appearance day of Radha Kund. That's 5,000 years ago when Lord Krishna killed the demon Arishtasura. So, and then we have to read also from the Bhagavatam. I don't know how we'd be able to describe all of them, but we will try. I'll try to do it in such a way that we will be able to understand also the pastimes of Lord Balaram visiting Vrindavan. That's in the 10th canto, chapter 65 of the Srimad Bhagavatam. For now, we will read the 10th canto, chapter 33, the Rasa Dance, text 34 and 35. So, I will read text 34. Text 35 we can all repeat together because there is a purport there by the followers, disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, K. Yat pada pankaja paraganisheva tripta yoga prabhava vidutakila karma banda Svairam charanti munayo pinana yamanas tasceyata bapusha kuta eva banda. Material activities never entangle the devotees of the Supreme Lord, who are fully satisfied by serving the dust of His lotus feet, nor do material activities entangle those intelligent sages who have freed themselves from the bandage of all fruitive reactions by the power of yoga. So how could there be any question of bondage for the Lord Himself, who assumes His transcendental forms according to His own sweet will? Text 35. Everyone please repeat. Gopinam tatpatinam cha. Sarvesam eva dehinam. Yo antascharati sodak yaksha. Kridane neha dehabak. Gopinam tatpanitanam cha sarvesham eva dehena sarvesham eva dehena yam tascharati sadyaksha yam tascharati sadyaksha kridane neha dehava kridane neha dehava gopinam tatpanitanam cha gopinam tatpanitanam cha sarvesham eva dehena. Matajis. Word for word meaning, Gopinam of the Gopis, Tatpatinam of their husbands, Cha and Sarvesham of all, Eva indeed, Dehinam embodied living beings, Ya who. Anta, within, Charati, lives, Sha, he, Adyaksha, the overseeing witness, Kridanena, for sports, Iha, in this world, Deha, his form, Bak, assuming. Translation and purport. He who lives as the overseeing witness within the gopis and their husbands, and indeed within all embodied living beings, assumes forms in this world to enjoy transcendental pastimes. Everybody, please repeat. He who lives as the overseeing witness within the gopis and their husbands, and indeed within all embodied living beings, assumes forms in this world to enjoy transcendental pastimes. Purport. We certainly do not assume our bodies to enjoy transcendental pastimes as the Lord does. We eternal souls have accepted material bodies by force because of our foolish attempt to enjoy this material world. The Lord's forms are all eternal, spiritual existence, and cannot be reasonably equated with our temporary flesh. Since Lord Krishna is the Supreme Lord dwelling within the gopis, their so-called husbands, and all other living beings, what possible sin could there be on his part if he embraces some of the beings he himself has created? What fault could there be if the Lord goes with the gopis to a secret place, since he already dwells within the most secret part of every living being, the core of the heart? Gopinam tatpatinam cha sarvesham eva dehinam yun tascharati shojaksha kridane neha dehavak. So Lord Krishna is adyaksha. Ajaksha, the overseeing witness. As Paramatma, who is present in everyone's heart, who knows everything, even before what we're going to think. He knows past, present, and future. And he's there along with the jivas in the material world, as long as they're not convinced to go back home, back to Godhead. The Paramatma or the Super Soul will always be with us, trying to convince us to go back home, back to Godhead. So, as being explained here, in the purport that the Supreme Lord also dwells within the gopis, their so-called husbands, and all other living beings. So what is the part possible, the sin that could be there on his part if he embraces some of the beings he himself has created? He's already embracing us internally. Externally, maybe in a different way, but he will embrace his intimate associates, especially the gopis who are so much in love with him that they cannot at any time of all not able to think of anything else except Lord Krishna himself. That's why they are the topmost devotees of the Supreme Lord, according to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Brajabasis, they don't have any other business except to think of Lord Krishna 24 hours a day. But especially the gopis, who are always in fear of separation. This is the mood of the gopis. They are in fear of separation towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there is no fault in here. There is no contamination, no material conditioning. Everything is transcendental. Everything is in the Sudha Sattva, pure goodness. Even though externally it may look like immoral, but in the transcendental platform, it doesn't make any difference at all. So Lord Balaram is an expansion of the Supreme Lord. He is the first expansion of the Supreme Lord. That even though they are one in nature, Supreme Lord Krishna and Balaram, but emotionally they are different. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his duty is to accept service from all of us. And Lord Balaram is the Supreme Personality servitor of Godhead. His duty as the Supreme Lord is to serve Krishna. Both are God. Both are the Supreme Lord. But his duty is different. So, we've heard previously before this, from the Krishna book also, that Lord Krishna sent Uddhava to Vrindavan to send message to the gopis. Heartfelt messages from Lord Krishna. But Uddhava is not a Brajabasi. He is not a Dambasi, specifically Vrindavan. And he's more in the mood of jnana, jnana bhakti, but pure. So philosophically, he tries to understand the mood of the gopis and at the same time trying to give this message to the Brijabasis. But still he is glued to his gyan platform in a purified stage. So now it seems to me that the message didn't get through. That Lord Krishna, he wanted to go himself. But then Lord Balaram says, no, I will go. And the other associates in Dwarka says, no, you don't go. Because if you go, you might not come back. Krishna promised to the Brajabasis that I shall return. When they went to Mathura, along with Lord Balaram. It says that Lord Balaram also came back to Vrindavan. This is in a different kalpa after the killing of Kamsa. So this time, in the chapter 65 of the Krishna book, it says there that Lord Krishna, okay, he agreed, I will not go, but you go. So he sent Lord Balaram to Vrindavan. That's why the title is Lord Balaram's Visits to Vrindavan. The Rasa dance with the gopis along with Lord Balaram is very minute detail. It's not really in our Vaishnava Sampradaya. Our acharyas also did not go deeply into this. But one may question also that if, because the gopis whom Lord Balaram danced for 2 months in the month of Chaitra and Vishakha, May, April, and April, May, are different gopis that Lord Krishna danced with in his rasa dance. So one may ask, if Lord Balaram and Lord Krishna is the same, there's no difference. As Prabhupada says, the only difference is the color. Krishna is crystal white. Balaram is crystal white, and Lord Krishna is bluish black in color, like a monsoon cloud. So why is it that Balaram has a separate gopis whom he danced with for 2 months, and one night of that 2 months is like equal to one day of Lord Brahma? It's a lot. Lord Brahma's day is 8.4 billion years, so 3.2 billion years times 60 days, it's like over 120 billion years, our time. We cannot even live for 100 years. But for them, it's like, it went like this, like very quick. So, the question may be asked, like why? Why is it that Lord Balaram did not dance with the same gopis in the pastimes of the Supreme Lord, Leela of Lord Krishna? We have to consider two things, rasa and tattva. Rasa is like relationship, mellows, transcendental mellows, loving relationship with the Supreme Lord and amongst his devotees. So, from time to time, Krishna, he doesn't like the same thing again and again. So for varieties, he will change. And accordingly, with his relationship with his devotees, he would rather be chastised or be subjugated. Prabhupada gave an example of Gladstone, Lord Gladstone, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, that there is one person who wanted to meet him, and somehow is a very busy person, but he will still accept visitors, and this person was kept waiting and waiting. The secretary says, "You please wait, because he's doing something. He's very busy right now." And he became a little, he cannot wait anymore. So what he did is actually he forced himself, and he saw that Lord Gladstone was playing with his grandchild. He is like a horse, and the grandson is like the passenger. And the grandson will say, go here, go there, go that way, go straight. So in this way, Lord Gladstone, even though he's a prime minister, but he wanted to do this activity with his grandson. So the Supreme Lord is like this, that accordingly, he will perform pastimes that he would rather be chastised or be subjugated by his devotees rather than always being praised and glorified with Vedic hymns. And Lord Balaram in Tattva, he is indifferent that when he came to Vrindavan, accordingly to the different relationship that the Brajavasis have with Lord Balaram, he was treated differently. Lord Balaram first offered his obeisances to his mother, considered to be mother and father, Mother Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj. And they put him on their laps. And they started to cry. And it says that their crying wet the head of Lord Balaram. And they said to him that he is Jagadishwar. Jagadishwar. That he is the Lord of the universe. How come you have left us for a long time when you can be here and you will always be able to protect us? This is the relationship. They praised him that he is Jagadishwar, but at the same time they treated him like a baby. The gopis, when he came to deliver the message to the gopis, to the cowherd maidens, girlfriends of Lord Krishna, they treated him with reverence. Like Srimati Radharani, she treats Balaram as like an elder brother. With reverence. So much so that also Balaram will respect Srimati Radharani because she knows that she's belonging only to Lord Krishna. That when they walk in Govardhan, when Srimati Radharani would see a series of Giriraj Shila, whitish in color, she would go in a different direction. It's like indicating that Lord Balaram just passed by this way. And at the same time, when Lord Balaram will walk and he will see golden shilas along the path, he will also change the direction. This is how respectful both of them with each other. And so, in the Krishna book, which I would like to read a little bit, because then we can see the mood of the gopis. That's why Lord Balaram did not dance with the same gopis, because of this rasa, that relationship that he has with his brother, younger brother, and the relationship that his younger brother with his cowherd girlfriends, the Brajabadus, Brajasundaris. So much so that Lord Balaram, he came because he wanted to have a what do you call this? Conciliation? Reconciliation? Because when he came and see the Brijavasis as if everyone is in a unconscious state. Unconscious state. Especially the gopis. They when he first spoke with them, he says, "I came here with a message from Krishna." But then he says, "No, no, we don't want to hear anything. We don't want to hear. Oh, how is he doing? Are the queens of Dwarka taking care of him properly? Are they taking, or are they really expressing or having their love towards him far greater than us?" Yeah, I think we believe so. Because why is he still there? Why is he still there? Why he's not coming back? So there must be a reason why Lord Krishna is not coming back. First of all, he was stopped. But secondly, according to the Acharyas, he says that this fear of separation, there's always a fear of separation amongst the gopis with Lord Krishna. And according to the Acharyas, this is the highest. This is the highest. This Vipralamba is more intense. The bliss that's being experienced by the devotee towards the Supreme Lord is far greater than when they meet. And this was explained by the Acharyas in the pastimes of Prema Sarovar. Prema Sarovar, where Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani are there together, but then somehow there is a bumblebee hovering around. And one of the names of the bee, honeybee, is Madhu. And Lord Krishna's name is also Madhu. So Madhu Mangal, what he did is he tried to chase away the honeybee or the bee. And then he came back and he says, "Now Madhu is gone and he will never come back." Then when Srimati Radharani, she heard this, even though they're together, she started to cry. Cry and cry and cry, and thinking that Madhu, who is another name for Krishna, will never come back. So now when Lord Krishna sees this, even though they're together, her thought is that he's not there anymore. He will not come back. He's gone. Now when Krishna sees this, Lord Krishna, he never want to disrupt the ecstasy of this feeling of separation with Lord Krishna from Srimati Radharani, that he also started to cry and cry and cry and cry. And that's why the pond in Prema Sarovar is made of the tears from Radha and Krishna. So he thought that if I am here in Vrindavan, there is always going to be the fear of me being absent, even though physically I am here. So it is better for me to go and live Vrindavan, and they will always keep on thinking that I am not here, which is also a feeling of separation. As we mentioned in our last class also, that we will not feel separation if we don't have love for Krishna. If we have love for Krishna, we will feel separation. So the Brijavasis, especially the gopis, are always in this mood of thinking that Krishna is not here. And whenever they think that Krishna is not here, Krishna is present all the time. Does it make sense? That Krishna is always here. So it's better, they could have gone to Dwarka. They could have gone and visit Lord Krishna there. But they're feeling more bliss than being in Vrindavan than going to Dwarka and visit him over there. So Lord Balaram is seeing this from the gopis, that he understood how deep the love the gopis are having with Lord Krishna. They were overjoyed when they see Lord Balaram. They specifically asked Lord Balaram whether Krishna was enjoying his life surrounded by the enlightened women of Dwarkapuri. Does he sometimes remember his father, Nanda, and his mother, Yasoda, and the other friends with whom he so intimately behaved while he was in Vrindavan? Does Krishna have any plans to come here to see his mother, Yasoda? And does he remember us gopis who are now pitiably bereft of his company? Krishna might have forgotten us in the midst of the cultured women of Dwarka. But as far as we are concerned, we are still remembering him by collecting flowers and sewing them into garlands. So every day the gopis will be making garlands, because they're expecting that Krishna will come anytime. Just imagine the bliss of our Matajis who are making garlands every day for the Lord. Of course, they're not feeling that separation, but they're always looking forward to see how beautifully they'll be able to decorate Lord Krishna. Shrimati Radharani, Krishna Balaram, Gaur Nithai. I mean, here it's like every day is Janmashtami. You will see this garland maybe once or twice or three times a year in any ISKCON temples all over the world. But here is so wonderful, the arrangements here. So the gopis, they will sew a dress for him, flowers, collecting flowers every day, even though Krishna is not there. So in their mind, they're making Krishna's garland and they're thinking that Krishna may come any moment today. This is how they are Krishna conscious. This is how they are so elevated. So Lord Balaram, actually, his own gopis, he married all of them. There is no Kamanuga platform here. There is no platform of this parakia. There is no platform where they're doing, everything is open. Unlike when Lord Krishna played his flute in the middle of the night, the gopis, his cowherd girlfriends, they run towards him, even though they are married, they have already children. But these gopis of Lord Balaram, whom he danced for 2 months, they were all duly in agreement, they got married. But they did not do any extravagantly. They did not do it very, very pompously, because they didn't have time. Otherwise, Krishna will also come. This is according to the acharyas. And in Dwarka, Lord Balaram also, he has two wives. Right? Who are they? Vasudha and who? Revati. And in Dauji, if you go, also, Lord Balaram is not And the same, like here, Radhesham, they're together, right? If you go to Doji, you have darshan of Lord Balaram. Revati is on the other side. That means he doesn't want to compete with his brother. He doesn't want to compete with his younger brother. So, the gopis, they were protesting Krishna's absence from Vrindavan. One gopi began to say, "My dear Balaramji, we are of course village girls. So Krishna could cheat us in that way. But what about the women of Dwarka? Don't think they are as foolish as we are. We village women might be misled by Krishna, but the women in the city of Dwarka are very clever and intelligent. Therefore, I would be surprised if such city women could be misled by Krishna and could believe his words." So when they talk about this, their feeling of separation becomes more and more intense. The more they talk about him, the more it becomes intense. And they were experiencing Krishna's smiling, Krishna's words of love, Krishna's attractive features, Krishna's characteristics, and Krishna's embraces. They could not check their tears and they began to cry without consideration. And Lord Balaram could, of course, understand the ecstatic feelings of the gopis, and therefore he wanted to pacify them. So Lord Balaram is very expert in presenting and appealing, and they've been treated very respectfully. And he started to narrate the stories of Krishna, says here, so tactfully that the gopis became satisfied. In the beginning, the gopis were telling to Balaram, please stop talking about him. No, no, no. We don't want to remember him anymore. We want to have our mind be free and not think of Krishna. And we are having difficulty to remember Krishna. We're planning out the whole day how to remember Krishna. But the gopis, they're doing all these things to forget Krishna. How is that? And trying to forget Krishna, Krishna is always there. This is what you call ashakti. Before bhava and before prema. Ashakti means attachment. If you're attached with somebody, if you forget him or her for a few moments because you're so attached, immediately he'll come back. We cannot even go beyond anartha nibriti. We don't even have the nista or steadiness. We don't even have ruchi or taste. Prabhupada says that the more we become advanced in Krishna consciousness, then we will become more attached, especially in hearing. Hearing and chanting the name, fame, form, qualities, and pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Especially hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Hari Katha. Bhagavat Katha. Here, in Krishna Balaram Mandir, it's 24 hours. As Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says, the fire of Sankirtan should not be dissolved, should not be taken away, should not be out. And that Sankirtan Yagya here in Krishna Balaram is 24 hours. We have chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. How many during the day we have katas? Huh? Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says that also, that the measurement of how we can gauge our Krishna consciousness if we're making progress is that we are attached to hearing. So, yes, Lord Balaram, he's coming to Vrindavan, he understood because he has a Brajabasi heart, heart of a Brajabasi. He can only understand the heart of the Brajabasi because of him having this heart of the Brajabasi. Huh? That the gopis, they wanted to, out of anger to Lord Krishna not coming back. In the material world, anger is mixed with hatred. But in the material world also, anger is mixed with love, a reflection of love, like a mother trying to chastise the child so that he will grow up a very responsible and a perfect gentleman. But not all the times. Very, very faint. But in the spiritual world, anger is mixed with love. Not just ordinary love, transcendental love. So Lord Balaram, when he came to Vrindavan for a visit, he understood that yes, these Brajabasis are the best as well, especially the gopis. And then after that, while dancing with the his own cowherd girlfriends, because it is springtime, the best season of the year. In Vrindavan, we have six seasons. We have early winter, late winter, early summer, late summer. In other places, they only have rainy season and sunny days. In America, they have four seasons. Now it's spring. This is the best time. The breeze on the bank of the Yamuna was blowing very mildly. Have you been to Yamuna lately? Very, very wonderful, especially early in the morning. It says that even the breeze that touch you coming from Yamuna will wash away thousands and thousands of lifetimes of sinful reactions. Just the breeze. So he enjoyed the rasa dance with the gopis during these 2 months. And because it is Purnima. Usually Purnima, in the Basant Ras, Krishna and Balaram, different times, because Balaram danced in Sri Ram Ghat. It's a little bit far away where Lord Krishna performed his rasa dance with the gopis, his gopis. That also, the demigod Varuna sent his daughter Varuni in the form of liquid honey oozing from the hollows of the trees, called Varuni, which is made of honey. It's very intoxicating, but it's a different kind of intoxication. The material world's intoxication means hatred, anger, and you become delusion. But here is like more in an enjoying mood. Just like in the heavenly planets, they have also what you call soma, somaras. The demigods, they also drink that. So he became intoxicated. Then he wanted to have Yamuna to come. And Yamuna doesn't want to come. Kalindi. So he started to, with his plow, started to make different streams so that Yamuna will come. And Yamuna Devi, she realized that I will be in trouble. So let me go and pacify him, Lord Balaram. So, it ended up that the presence of Lord Balaram, all the gopis and inhabitants of Vrindavan became as cheerful as they had been before in the presence of both brothers, Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram. How is that? This is the last. Because, again, the feeling of separation means when they see Lord Balaram, they thought that also Lord Krishna is there. Huh? It's like when you see like a son of your friend coming, you're thinking also that the father is there. Because he's representing the father. We didn't have time to think or say about Bamshi Badan, but Bamshi Badan is the incarnation of the flute of Lord Krishna. When he took birth, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying in the house where he took birth for 7 days to give blessings to the child. Yes. Yes. Hriday. Oh, that was Hriday. But Hriday Chaitanya. Is it? Who was the other one? Bamshi Badan and Shyamananda. Shyamananda. Oh, first his name was Dukhi. Dukhi Krishna. Think about Hriday. Hriday means in the heart. So, Shyamananda also, before he took birth, all the sons and daughters of the parents also left, his siblings left their bodies. And therefore he was called Dukhi. And later on, yes, he was initiated by Hriday Chaitanya. And Hriday Chaitanya sent him to be taught more in the intricacies of the philosophy, Vaishnava philosophy from Jiva Goswami. So Shyamananda, Srinivas Acharya and Narottam Das Thakur. Just imagine to have classmates like them. It's like now we're having a Bhakti Sastri class. That must be ecstatic. That must be so knowledge fulfilling. Shyamananda Prabhu. The deities here, Radha, Shyama Sundar. Yes, he is the main acharya there. He was the one who found that ankle bell of Srimati Radharani because his duty was to sweep Seva Kunj. And he was in meditation, that in his meditation, when he woke up in the meditation, he saw there's a pool of water glistening or glittering. That he found a very nice golden ankle. But Srimati Radharani, she lost her ankle bell the night before because every night in that area, it says, still up to this day, that Radha and Krishna and the gopis, they are having their pastimes in Seva Kunj. That you are not allowed to go after dark. Because if you go after dark, there is the possibility that you will go crazy or you will not come out alive. Don't go there, okay? So, Radharani told Vishakha, why don't you go and get my ankle bell? I really needed this. I'll be scolded by my parents if you don't bring this back. So Vishakha came when Shyamananda or Dukhi Krishna, he saw Vishakha so effulgent, so beautiful. He's never seen such a personality like her before. And she said that, did you find anything around here? Yeah, I found something. Can you describe? First, he wanted to check. What is it that Radharani lost? He says, yes. This belongs to my mistress. I will not give it to you. Let her come. I will give it to her. But then, when he gave this ankle belt to Shimadirani, touch the forehead, that's why the Shamanandis, they have this small tilak on their forehead. You probably seen that tilak, huh? So that belongs to... Usually when we go, Akshaya Tritiya, Chandan Yatra, is coming up soon. Our deities will be anointed with fully, the whole body with Chandan. And what we do, Dinabandhu Prabhu used to take us, but now I think he's still coming with a rotary rickshaw or cycle rickshaw, whatever. We will go around in different places to have darshan of the Lord. But as every year, our deities are the best. They're the best decorations. Best. But then when we come to Radha Shyama Sundar, they're the second best amongst all the deities in Vrindavan, the six Goswami's temples. So, yes, Shyamananda Prabhu is not an ordinary person. That when he came with a tilak, this unusual tilak, Jiva Goswami was asking, where did you get this from? How did you get this? We don't wear this kind of tilak. We don't wear this with a dot in the middle, in the forehead. And he told the whole story. And of course, Jiva Goswami, he believed his student. He understood. And he never asked him to take this away. Remain as it is. So today is a very auspicious day. We should be absorbed more and more in our process, execution of devotional service. Hope against hope. If we continue the way how Srila Prabhupada has told us to do, the previous acharyas, becoming more and more absorbed. Because it's very difficult to understand. It's very intricate. The pastimes of the Supreme Lord is very intricate. It cannot be understood. There's no way. With our teeny little brains, there is always like contradiction. Just like Lord Brahma, one disciple asked Lord Srila Prabhupada, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Brahma took birth from a lotus flower. Then he created the planets. But then in another part, it is said that the planets are within the stem. So how is that? How is it that the stem has all the planets and Lord Brahma is there and then at the same time he is creating the planets? And Prabhupada says, no, it's not possible. First, surrender. Surrender. Then hear. Then relish. This is the process. Once we start be able to relish and have a taste, then we'll make more and more advancement in Krishna consciousness. And hope against hope, we'll remember Krishna at the time of our death. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki Jai. Hare Krishna.